Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 13th of August 2025. Today's topic is Learn and Do. Our text today is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Our memory verse is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The simplest definition of learning given by the dictionary is that learning is the acquisition of knowledge or skills through study, experience, or being taught. Educationists recognize the four E's of learning as education, which refers to information, instructions, and knowledge are sharing. Experience, acquisition of skills and competencies. Exposure, connections and collaborations with others. And environment, the atmosphere of learning. Learning in the 21st century emphasizes active classroom, or learning by doing. Jesus employed the principle of an active classroom in his earthly ministry. He called and ordained the 12 apostles and taught them through instruction, association, and demonstration, and sent them out to learn more on the field of evangelism as they engaged in practical preaching of the gospel as they had learned from him. As a Christian youth, you are expected to do what you have been taught by your church leaders. As you engage in preaching the gospel of our Lord, you will learn the things of God more. However, learning from Jesus entails giving your life to him first, so that he can reveal the kingdom to you. Quote for the day: practice what you learn. The challenge for today is, do what you have been taught. Prayer. O God, make me an active learner in the name of Jesus. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.